This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah lays foundation for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion. Shillong MP laid Dr. Ricky A.J. Sinkhon laid to rest with full honours in Meghalaya. New education policy aims to transform India's education system, says Union Minister of State Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambaniya in Nagaland. India and Bangladesh cannot function without each other, says Tripura CM Dr. Manik Saha. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Saturday laid foundation for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kakutoli in Kamrup Metro District in Assam in the presence of Governor Laxman Prasad Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and others. The cost of this project is over 260 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting on the occasion, Union Minister said Assam would become an industrial hub of India within 5 years, stating that law and order situation has improved significantly in Assam under BJP rule and large industrial houses are now turning to Assam. Shah also criticized the Congress for neglecting Assam during the tenure. Earlier, the Union Home Minister addressed a gathering of CRPF personnel during the 87th Raising Day Parade at Guwahati. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has announced that the new integrated terminal of Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati will commence commercial operation from today, marking a major addition to the state's aviation infrastructure. In a post on social media, Assam Chief Minister said the terminal had been constructed with local participation and symbolized Assam's growing role as a key gateway to the northeastern region and beyond. The integrated terminal is expected to significantly enhance passenger handling capacity and improve overall operational efficiency in view of increasing air traffic in the region. The airport serves as a primary aviation gateway to the northeastern region, connecting Guwahati with major cities across India and select international destinations. Amid an outpouring of grief and solidarity, thousands of people from across the Khasi and Janji Hills gathered on Saturday to bid a final farewell to the Member of Parliament from the Shillong Parliamentary Constituency, Ricky A.J. Sinkhon, whose last rites were performed with full honours. Sinkhon passed away on the evening of the 19th of this month after suffering a cardiac arrest while playing futsal at Maoyong. The funeral service was held at the ICAR ground in Nongsdare Ribhoi district. The program began with tributes from prominent personalities of the state, including Deputy Chief Minister Snyaw Balang Dhar and VPP President Arden Miller Basayamot, along with members of the bereaved family. As a mark of respect, the VPP draped its party flag over the coffin and laid floral tributes to their departed leader. Following the tributes by dignitaries, the Presbyterian Church conducted the final religious rites at the cemetery. New Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambaniya, has said that the new education policy aims to transform India's education system with a strong focus on holistic and skill-based learning. Addressing students and teachers during her visit to Government Middle School at Kuda Village in Dimapur on Saturday, the minister said the policy places special emphasis on teaching in the mother tongue and equipping children with employment-oriented skills. Emphasizing the role of education in nation building, the minister said children are the makers of India's destiny and that education remains the nation's greatest strength. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has expressed optimism over the possible resumption of the Agartala-Dhaka Maitri bus service, stating that India and Bangladesh share a historic and emotional bond and that the two neighbouring countries cannot progress without mutual cooperation. The Chief Minister said that democracy has been restored in Bangladesh with the formation of a new government under the leadership of Tariq Rahman. The Agartala-Dhaka-Kolkata bus service has remained suspended since 2024, due to unstable situation in Bangladesh. However, with the political situation returning to normalcy in Bangladesh, the visa process between the two countries has been simplified, paving the way for improved connectivity and strengthened bilateral ties. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh, upon his arrival in Delhi on Saturday, proceeded to Medanta Hospital in Gurugram to pay his last rites to late Wangzu Zagin Valte. Valte, a veteran Manipur BJP legislator representing the Thandon Assembly constituency, passed away at the age of 61 while under intensive medical care. In a solemn display of reverence, the Chief Minister stood in silence before the mortal remains and offered floral tribute. Later, prayer service was held, seeking the eternal peace of the departed soul. A condolence meeting was subsequently held, which was attended by the Chief Minister, MLAs, bereaved family members and prominent leaders of the Zomi community based in Delhi. Mizoram University has made a strong presence at a major global technology forum as R. Chuang Sang Puya, Associate Professor in the Department of Information Technology of the University, attended the inaugural ceremony of the Indian AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Chuang Sang Puya participated in the summit as an official delegate representing Mizoram University. Her invitation to this prestigious platform reflected in recognition of her academic and research contributions in the field of AI. Her presence at the summit signified Mizoram's representation in high-level national and international conversations on advanced technologies. It may be mentioned that the India AI Impact Summit 2026 is providing a significant platform for dialogue and knowledge exchange on harnessing artificial intelligence to drive sustainable development. As many as 58 out of 84 households from Sitang village have signed the MOU with the government of Arunachal Pradesh, conveying their consent to facilitate the pre-feasibility report-related activities for the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. The MOU signing took place in the presence of Minister for RD and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing, Chairman SUMP Tamiyo Taga and other officials. The Siang Upper Multipurpose Project is a proposed 11,000 to 12,000 megawatts mega hydropower flood control and storage project on the Siang River in Arunachal Pradesh, India. The project aims to be India's largest hydropower project designed to manage Brahmaputra flood, provide 12% free power to the state and counter potential water diversion from China. The Indian National Trust for Art and Cultural Heritage headquarters New Delhi filmed a documentary at the Living Museum in Phaklon, Mizo Typical Village near Aizawl. The department organized a special Saturday showcase of the Living Museum to facilitate the documentary production. The Living Museum at Phaklon, which recreates a traditional Mizo village complete with indigenous houses and cultural settings, has been drawing regular visitors since its inauguration. The project has since received appreciation at the national level for its efforts to preserve and present Mizo heritage in its authentic form. The documentary is expected to highlight the unique cultural landscape of Mizoram and showcase the Living Museum as a model initiative in safeguarding and promoting tribal art, architecture and the way of life. The Northeast Entrepreneurs Meet 2026 was held on Saturday at Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology, New Delhi, Arunachal Pradesh. The meet was organized by the Northeast Business Foundation in collaboration with Institute Innovation Cell, NERIST. The event aimed to foster an inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem across Northeast India, brought together experts from different backgrounds and grassroots leaders, sharing their ideas, building collaborations and exploring the opportunities for sustainable growth in the region. Meghalaya's Sanfida Nongrum has been named in India's 26-member squad that will take part in AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 in Australia next month. Sanfida was part of the Indian team that travelled to Turkey in January for several closed-door friendlies against club sides. She was officially named in the Indian squad by coach Emilia Valverde. Sanfida, known as Polly, is one of six uncapped players in the squad and is among the youngest of her teammates. Now, before we close the headlines, once again, Union Home Minister Amit Shah lays foundation for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion. Shillong MP late Dr. Ricky A.J. Singhon laid to rest with full honours in Meghalaya. New education policy aims to transform India's education system, says Union Minister of State Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambaniya in Nagaland. India and Bangladesh cannot function without each other, says Tripura CM Dr. Manik Saha. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.